This is a Pioneer Audio Productions presentation.
The lead vessel is hailing us, Captain.
On screen.
I'm Admiral Marlin of the Talaxian vessel Velmet. Please identify yourself.
Captain Sebastian Romano of the Federation Starship Pioneer. We're trying to find two of our ships that were taken from us. They've been abducted by a very powerful alien race.
Wait, would you be part of the same Federation as a starship known as Voyager?
Yes. You've heard of us?
Indeed we have. Our apologies, we're extremely paranoid of any unknown race entering our solar system. We're just about all that's left of our species. We're undoubtedly a little overprotected.
I'm sorry, we didn't mean to intrude.
No problem, Captain, I understand. Excuse me, Captain, I must speak with the Talaxian Council on the surface, inform them of our situation.
Of course.
It'll only take a moment, Captain. Marlin, out.
Stand down, red alert. What's our status?
Shields are down to 82%. Hull microfractures on decks 4, 9, and 16. Other than that, ship status is normal.
Good. Now all we have to do is wait.
Captain, Admiral Marlin is hailing us again.
On screen.
Captain Romano, the Council has asked for your immediate presence in the capital. They have a proposition for you, one that should help both of us. We'll escort you to the conference center on Eerie X. We'll explain everything once we're there.
Understood. Do you mind if I bring my first officer along?
Of course you may. But please, Captain, no weapons. The safety of the Council is very important to the colony's survival. I'll meet you on the surface once you get there.
Very well. Romano out.
Captain, Starfleet regulations clearly state no commanding officer is to beam down to a non-aligned location without armed escort.
I know, Lieutenant, but I think we can waiver that regulation this time.
Aye, Captain.
Commander Loretti, please join me in Transporter Room 3. Mr. Bergen, you have the bridge.
Pioneer Audio Productions proudly presents... Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 3, New Frontiers, Part 3. Starring Peter Henchman as Captain Sebastian Romano, Laura Post as Commander Jennifer Loretti, Christina Williams as Lieutenant Commander Charlene Jennison, Stacy Virgo as Captain McFay, Carl Puder as Satan, Sean Corey as Commander Richard Baudon, Lee Andrew as Commander Charles Bergen, Kevin Cho as Lieutenant Junior Grade Kenneth Cho, Adam Barber as Captain Jake Hoop, Charles Cadwaller as Admiral Ransom, based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 3, New Frontiers, Part 3.
Captain Romano, the Council is waiting for you both. I'm to escort you to his office personally. If you follow me.
This must be a huge facility. Is this the Capitol building?
Yes, this is the base of government here on Eerie X5. All the officials live and work within this building. It's the safest place in the sector. The main government complex is built 250 meters underground. It's completely self-sustaining, with everything from geothermal power stations to hydroponic base. Oh, this way, Captain. We'll have to take the subtrain to the Council's office. It's about 25 stories beneath the ground.
Please specify location.
Subterranean level 25B, the Council's office.
This area is restricted to all personnel below clearance level D. Please identify for voice print confirmation.
Admiral Junus Marlin, Iriex Fleet Commander.
Identity confirmed. Proceeding to specified location. Welcome to the Council Tonaka Administration Center.
Ah, Captain Romano. Commander Luretti. I am Council Tanaka. Welcome to IREX 5. You already know Admiral Marlin, of course. It feels like only yesterday I met your Captain Janeway. Did they ever make it home, by the way?
Yes, they did. A little help from a few friends in the future. But that's a completely different issue.
Of course, of course. Now, I'm sure you'd like to know why I've asked you here.
Most definitely.
Admiral Marlin, if you please.
Of course, Council. Allow me to go directly to the point. The species that has attacked and abducted your ships are known as the Sekar. The Sekar are a humanoid race bent on, in essence, destroying, conquering, or enslaving any species that they encounter.
Do you have any idea where they came from?
According to what we've extracted from one of their damaged vessels, their space occupies the galactic core, and they are just now beginning to expand their territory into the Quadrant.
So they originated somewhere within the core?
That's what we think.
Can you tell me anything about the abductions? Why would they take other ships if they have enough already to control such a large area of space?
We have observed with the abduction of two of our science vessels that the Sekar abduct to observe and learn about the species in question. They decide if they are a threat to their growing empire.
Do you have any idea what they do to the crews?
They leave them in a secluded area of space to observe their abilities, to see if they are able to repair their ship and be prepared for them when they return.
I see. So it's merely a test to see how technologically advanced we are?
In a manner of speaking, yes. The only thing we know is that the captains of all our abducted ships that we've recovered so far were taken by the Sekar separately, but we don't know where they're taken or what is done to them once they reach their destination.
Do you at least know where they take the abducted crews?
There are three locations that we know of. I've already sent the coordinates to your ship.
Thank you, Admiral.
Captain, I was wondering, we still have one missing starship of our own. Perhaps, if we pool resources, we might be able to find our starships faster. Not to mention, give you a strong foothold in this area of space if the Federation were to ally itself with the IREX colony.
Well, we've been cut off from the rest of the Federation for the time being. All that we have are three ships, and no one here has the authority to officially ally the Talaxians with the Federation. That would be a job for the Federation Council. But until then, you've got a deal.
Excellent. Admiral Marlin will be going with you, along with 15 of our ships. They can depart whenever you are ready.
Thank you very much, Council.
No problem, Captain. We must both find our ships, mustn't we? Good luck to you all.
Thank you very much, Council. You'll excuse us? We'll be on our way.
Of course. Good luck again, Captain. Commander. Just use the same sub-transit chute you came down here in. It will automatically take you back to the surface.
Understood.
It's really amazing how much they've accomplished in those few years of being there. Almost a million Talaxians on the surface, and all we could detect was a dampening field.
Yes, what they've done is quite impressive. Once we reach Starfleet, I'm personally going to vouch to the Federation Council to accept the Talaxians as allies. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Captain Romano, Transporter Room 2. Due to beam up.
Welcome back, sir. The bridge is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Bergen. Mr. Stark, anything from the Omaha?
Nothing has changed since you left, Captain.
Good. Mr. Cho, a group of the Talaxian ships will be accompanying us on our search. Coordinate with the operations officer on Admiral Marlin's ship.
Aye, Captain.
Randall Doretti, send a message to the Omaha. Tell them what's happened and hail Admiral Marlin.
Aye, Captain. Message sent. Admiral Marlin on screen.
Captain Romano?
We have another ship, USS Omaha, also looking for our missing vessels. I'd like to rendezvous with them before we begin our search, if you don't mind.
Very well. We will follow you there, Captain. But just so you know, our warp systems aren't quite as advanced as yours, so we might not be able to keep up.
Understood, Admiral. Pioneer out. Mr. Bergen, set a course for the Omaha and engage at warp 7.
Aye, sir. Course set.
ETA, Mr. Bergen.
At current velocity, 4 minutes.
Commander Loretti, any word of confirmation that they received our message yet?
No, Captain, not yet.
That's odd. You sure their ship is still fully operational, Mr. Steck?
Yes, Captain. However, I did notice something interesting about the Talaxian ships. According to my sensor analysis, their warp core temperatures are reaching maximum levels. I believe warp 7 is near their maximum sustainable velocity.
So you're saying in an emergency they wouldn't be able to keep up with us, am I correct?
Yes, Captain. That is what I was attempting to point out.
Well then, let's hope we don't have an emergency.
Captain, we're receiving a distress signal from the Omaha, and it's Captain Henson. He says they're under attack from the same alien vessels that attacked the Rainmaker. I'm putting it on screen. Wait, sir, I've lost transmission. It's been cut off from the source, sir.
Well, Mr. Stick, looks like we have that emergency. Red alert! All hands to battle stations. We're not letting them take the Omaha. Commander Loretti, inform Admiral Malin we have a situation. Tell them to back off. We'll try to handle it ourselves. I don't want to put their ships in danger if we don't have to.
Aye, Captain. Message sent.
Mr. Bergen, increase speed to maximum warp.
Aye, Captain. Velocity is warp 9.998.
Mr. Cho, prepare to initiate refractive shielding.
Captain, that system's never been tested.
Then we'll have to test it in battle.
Aye, Captain. Initiating startup sequence. Effective shielding will be online in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Two more alien vessels have dropped out of warp directly behind us.
Looks like we need the Talaxians' help after all. Commander, you know what to do?
Aye, Captain.
Captain, the Talaxians have beaten back the Sakaar. They dropped out of warp right behind us.
Excellent. How's the Omaha?
Sensors seem to indicate only minor damage to the Omaha's hull. However, their deflector and warp drive systems are both offline. Sensors have detected their communications array has just been repaired, sir.
Confirmed. They're hailing us, Captain.
On screen.
Captain Romano, thank you. If you'd come any later, we might not have made it out of this alive.
We couldn't have done it without the help of the Talaxians. They've offered to assist us in finding our ships, along with one of theirs.
Understood. We tried to contact you earlier, but we lost sensor lock.
We were within the dampening field around the Talaxian colony, but we didn't know until later that disrupted communication systems as well.
Trying to tell you that we think we've located one of our ships. We detected one possible Federation starship signature 2 light-years away in the nearest small nebula cluster. We were about to investigate it ourselves until we fell under attack. I have relayed the coordinates to your helm.
Understood.
According to my chief engineer, it'll take about 20 minutes to get warp drive back online. So we'll meet you at the coordinates as soon as we can. Omaha out.
Commander Loretti, signal Admiral Merlin. Tell her we'll be departing momentarily. We're going to those coordinates the Omaha located. Tell them if they want to follow, it's their choice. We may be getting ourselves into more trouble than we can handle.
Aye, Captain. Admiral Marlin acknowledges. She says her ship will accompany us. The rest will stay with the Omaha.
Very well. Mr. Bergen, input the coordinates sent to us by the Omaha and prepare to go to warp 7.5. Make sure the Talaxians are with us the whole way.
Aye, Captain. Course set. Admiral Marlin signals they are ready to depart.
Understood. All stations, yellow alert. Stand by battle stations. Engage, Mr. Bergen.
We are approaching the coordinates, Captain. ETA 40 seconds.
Acknowledged. It's just a tech. Have you confirmed that's a Federation signature?
Affirmative, Captain. According to my scans, it is the Orlando. However, I've also detected a possible second vessel. It appears they may be using a refractive shielding technology, much like our own.
Understood. Any sign of the Rainmaker or the missing Talaxian vessel on sensors?
Negative, Captain. Still no sign.
Very well. Increase speed to warp 9. Prepare all stations for emergency stop. Commander, tell Admiral Marlin that we may be facing some resistance.
Aye, Captain. They're dropping back, letting us go in first.
Mr. Satek, relay the coordinates of the second ship to the helm. Mr. Bergen, I want you to drop out of warp right on top of them.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Cho, open fire right after we drop out of warp. I want it disabled, not destroyed.
Aye, Captain.
Time, Mr. Bergen.
10 seconds.
All hands, this is the Captain. Prepare all stations for emergency stop.
4 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Good job, Mr. Cho. They're right where they're supposed to be. Sensor analysis on the Sykar vessel, Mr. Satok.
Scanning. It is a small transport vessel, comparable in size to one of our runabouts. It has been disabled, Captain.
Any life signs?
Only one, Captain. Human.
It's odd. Well, at least we still have the ship. Mr. Bergen, walk a tractor beam and bring it into Maintenance Bay 3. Mr. Satok, I want you to take a science team over there, see if you can decipher their computer core. Try to access their navigational logs. They might help us locate the Rainmaker. Mr. Bergen, you go with them. Make any sense of their navigational system. Lieutenant Cho, after Mr. Satok has tracked the database, I want you two to see if you can find any structural weaknesses in their vessels. Anything we can exploit in another encounter with them. I'll have Dr. Jennison meet you there, just in case. Now get going. We've got a lot of work to do.
Aye, Captain.
We better get a damage control team down here, if we want to salvage any part of this vessel. It looks like most of the environmental controls are offline. There's some kind of thoron gas seeping into the cabin.
Thoron gas is not harmful. However, I must say, it does provide for an unpleasant sensation. I will begin analyzing their data core.
Sir, I've located a single life sign. It's at the bow of the ship, this way.
Proceed with caution, Doctor.
Don't worry, Mr. Seacraft. Over here, it looks like some kind of holding cell. It looks like it's magnetically sealed. We need to find the power source to the field generator. Mr. Cho?
I think I found it. Mr. Satok?
I believe that would be the quickest, most efficient way of solving this dilemma.
Aye, sir. Chota Bridge. Sir, we found Captain Fay. You have been listening to Star Trek Pioneers, Episode 3, New Frontiers, Part 3. Brought to you by Pioneer Productions. Featuring the voice talents of Peter Henchman, Laura Post, Christina Williams, Stacey Virgo, Carl Puder, Sean Corey, Lee Andrew, Kevin Cho, Dar Martinez, Charles Cadwaller, Jonathan Forrest, David Corson, and Adam Garber. This episode was produced, written, directed, and mixed by Kevin Cho. Writing assistants were Rain Wilkening, Carl Fuder, and Jonathan Forrish. And a special thanks to Carlos Pedraza, Dave Barry, Rob Caves, and Eric Busby for all their help in the production of this series. Stay tuned for the conclusion of New Frontiers, January 2005.